This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. God, amen.
Fire up the grill.
Wait a minute. I smell barbecue.
Someone's grilling meat.
Barbecue?
Barbecue.
Did someone say barbecue?
Barbecue.
Today is National Barbecue Day.
What is that? Barbecue?
Who wants barbecue?
Pork, beef, or chicken?
I love barbecue.
Barbecue.
Happy National Barbecue Day.
I'll fire up the grill.
I do the grill. Showtime.
I found you can barbecue most any meat.
Oh, yeah.
It can be beef. It can be pork. It can be chicken.
It can be kangaroo.
Whatever.
Great.
Barbecued meats are delicious.
Absolutely.
With my apologies to the vegetarians who object to what I just said. I don't care.
We're in the barbecue capital of the world.
We certainly are. Well, I'm back. It's 6:03. Good morning to you.
Hey, Dale.
Hey.
We missed you.
Well, I tell you what. It was short. It seemed short because there was so much going on. It was something every day.
I believe it.
Kids graduating.
You had a honey-do list.
But, you know, between helping her do stuff and doing all the events, you know, it was boom, boom, boom all week long, which, you know, unfortunately made the week go by faster than I wanted it to go by.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a lot of fun stuff going on, and the week ended up being such a perfect situation in terms of the timing of all these events happening.
Well, we're happy you're back. It definitely stinks a lot less in here now.
Well, I'm glad to be back. Let's get this party started. Here's Parker McCollum. Wake up with the Wolf Show. Good morning. The strange voice you hear is Dale O'Brien.
Oh my goodness!
You know, I don't know how it feels when you're here and I'm gone. But when I'm gone, it goes by super super fast. When I'm gone and I'm not here, you know.
It went by pretty quick, I'd say. But my weeks always feel like that.
I mean, it's not really a vacation for you. I mean, you did so much work.
It definitely wasn't a vacation for us.
Well, no, you didn't get vacation, that's for sure. But yeah, I did feel like I did more. I got to come back to rest. Man, she had something going on every day. Boom, 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 boom. You had to go, 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 go all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we had that party for Grant on Saturday night, and it took day. She'd already been working on that. I'd already been working on it from here, trying to pull it all together. I had a friend of mine do the DJ bit there. And by the time we had it all together, I could not wait to leave. I'm telling you, I was hot, exhausted. I was like, God, I cannot wait to lay down in the bed.
Oh, yep. Man.
You know, I was hot and sweaty. And, you know, I wanted to wear short. Here's the thing. I wanted to wear short. I said, what should I wear to this thing? Oh, I think nice. Khakis and a nice shirt. What?
What about khaki shorts?
It's sort of an in and out party.
Yeah.
Part of it's in and part of it bleeds outside. So I'm in long pants and the whole nine. All the other dudes are in shorts.
And you're like, I knew it. I could have worn shorts.
I could have gotten away with it, but I didn't.
If it weren't for that pesky ex-wife.
That's right. So anyway, I went ahead and went along with it, Banana, by the time that night was over. But the guys had a great time. They really did.
I have a feeling you're taking a nap today, aren't you?
You know, I can't because I'll tell you what. If I go down.
You're not getting back up.
I'll be down.
Yeah.
I'll be waking up at like midnight tonight. What?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, no, I'm going to stay up, and then I'm going to hit the bed tonight at the normal time and get back in the sleep cycle.
7 p.m.
Because I guarantee you guys, I was not getting out of bed at 6, 5:30, 4:30,
what?
Whatever.
No.
You didn't stay on that schedule?
The earliest I got up while I was gone was 7:45.
All right. You deserved it, though, Dale. It's been a while.
It's like half a day.
Yeah.
Felt great. So yeah, the earliest I got up was 7:45. That felt good. It was nice. Glad to be back. Hey, I understand some things happened while I was gone, and Trashy Tammy decides she's going to come to town.
Yeah, I'm so excited. You know, that's like my doppelganger.
I remember first time I saw that bit on social media, I was like, is she for real?
Oh, yeah.
Because I thought for a second there, this is a real person.
Uh-huh. She's a real person.
She's Chelsea Lynn. She is a real person.
I think the first time I saw her was in that Luke Bryan bit, maybe.
Yeah.
Where they play the joke on her mom.
Oh, yeah. She's like a psycho stalker fan, and her mom freaks. I mean, his mom freaks out.
Yeah. So, anyway, maybe that was the first time I saw her. But anyway, she's coming to town.
And, you know, we're going to talk to her later on this week. I'm going to have to ask her some love advice.
I'm going to have to dress like her.
Okay,
cut
well, that'd
off
be easy.
Shirt, cig in mouth, hair greasy and slick back.
I was getting ready to say, if you're going to pick some celebrity to dress like, that's the most economical.
Right. Yeah, and honestly, let's be honest. I mean, I look like Tammy, so, you know, it works.
Yeah.
Chase is like trying to walk the very thin line.
I wasn't even going to say that.
I don't mind saying it, all right? I love her. She's my spirit.
All you got to do is rough yourself up just a little
bit. That's right.
There are some features.
There's some similarities.
There, exactly.
You know, big blonde girl. There we go.
So I understand you carried some tickets in with you today. We got some tickets to see her.
We do. Yeah.
All right.
And we're not even going to make you work for them. They're all yours.
Call her 5 right now. 680-WOLF. Call her 5. 680. We'll give you the tickets to see Trashy Tammy. I wonder what her act is like. Does she just...
It's like stand-up-ish, but she's going to be at the Carolina Theater on Thursday.
Carolina Theater Thursday. Call her 5. 680-WOLF.
Girl, I've always loved you. I'll be somewhere warming up your hands.
Lee Bryce, Wake Up with the Wolf Show, starting a brand new week. Good morning to you. It's Dale O'Brien, it's Annie, it's Chase, and it's time for the Monday morning Mind Bender.
Hit me with it. Yeah. I'm not ready, but...
I got this, man. I'm feeling good today. Ooh. Today's a great day.
Lots of confidence. He's wearing his big moon shirt for the big blood moon.
I saw you on social media with your telescope aimed skyward.
Nerding out hard over there.
Absolutely.
Aimed out skyward.
Did you get any good pictures?
No, I woke up last night and I realized it was super cloudy. And given our career and how early we got up, I fell back asleep.
Wait, hold on. So you set an alarm to get up to do that?
Yeah.
It's dedication.
Well, let me tell you something. These questions today have absolutely nothing to do with the lunar eclipse or the moon.
Okay, thank God.
This actually has to do with vegetables.
All right.
87%. That's 87%. That's a lot. That's just like a lot. They say this is their favorite green vegetable. What is it?
Right here.
I don't think you do.
Right here.
Go ahead.
No, I want you to go first,
Annie.
I have
nothing. Go ahead.
Green beans.
You're right.
Yes!
You make him work for it, Dale. They make him sweat a little.
See, I told you I got it today.
He's manifesting it.
There had to be some way he cheated, don't you think?
No.
He saw it somewhere.
I am smart. First of all,
he was one of the people who got polled.
I love green beans.
They are a universal green thing I think everybody would like. Go ahead, name them off. Here he goes.
You got your French. You got
French,
your...
French, and you know they're good. French. They're fancy.
I love it with some French dressing.
You're just drizzling it on top of them. That's good stuff. I know. Good job, man. You're right on it. You're going to start the week right.
Go buy a lottery ticket or something.
Let me just get my car back.
By the way, I finally bought that lottery ticket. I've been telling you about it, but no.
I know
it ain't all that liberty.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Annie's added a water feature.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Oh, we're going to be spending our summers over there?
Big news.
Everybody is, I'm sure. My husband and I looked at each other and said, we're pool people now.
Yep.
And we are. We scored a deal. I could not believe when I logged on to Facebook and saw this that it hadn't been snatched up. The post had been up there for 2 hours and not a soul commented on it. And I couldn't believe it. My friend selling her pool, really good condition. I think they used it one summer. Bought it off Amazon for close to $1,000, right? You get the pool cover, the ladder, the filter. They gave us a tarp and even 6 sandbags once we mentioned we wanted sand. They're trying to clean their garage out. We scored it for $100, y'all.
Oh, gosh, $100.
For a 16, like a cross pool by like about 4 feet high. I was like, that is a steal and a deal. And it's coming home with us.
It's not even groceries.
I said, Danny, it was the middle of the week. I said, transfer $100 out of savings. We're getting this today. Okay. Today.
And there goes her property value. Her tax up.
So have you enjoyed it yet?
No. Frank's like, can we please set up my big pool now? I go swim. I'm like, it takes a little bit longer than just a quick setup there. pal. We got to level that ground
out. Why don't you get out there and do it, bruh?
So the date is set for Saturday the 21st. We will set up this pool. So by Memorial Day weekend, I'm taking me a dip.
It's going to be cold.
I don't care.
How many gallons of water does it hold?
I have no idea. I ain't looked at the manual
these
yet.
This is information that we need to know. We need to know this information.
It's a big one.
Yeah, I can help you a lot with a pool. Not on the install. I will not be there for that.
No. Come on, Dale.
But I can help you in terms of keeping your water
the cool
right.
thing is we just have to blow up the outer ring. That's all you got to do. There's no bars, nothing like that to construct it.
So this is basically a giant kiddie pool, inflatable pool.
Giant, though, with a filter and a ladder and a cover. And you got to level the ground out underneath it. This ain't no child's play.
I want to see a picture of this.
Okay. I have one.
Okay,
right
sure. I want to see a picture.
But yeah, so Danny and I were looking at each other like, okay, I guarantee, especially like my mama, I'm going to come home and she's just going to be in the pool in the backyard.
Yeah.
This is the only taste of pool my family has anywhere. So I know it's going to be like, what are y'all doing this weekend? You want to swim?
I spent an inordinate amount of time this weekend dealing with the pool.
I believe you have.
Yeah.
But it looks good.
Here you go, Dale.
Do you have the proper tools to level the ground?
It's a nice pool for $100, right?
Yeah, I know what you. Yeah, I see what you got there.
Do you have the proper tools to level the ground underneath?
I don't know what it takes, but we're gonna find it out. We're gonna call my father-in-law because he can do everything.
I'll tell you what. If you'll rent the Bobcat, I'll come over and run it.
Bobcat, we ain't got no hills or something.
You'll need it. You'll need the front bucket.
I'm gonna tell you something, man. There's more area to deal with there than you think there is.
Yep.
Here y'all go ruining a good thing.
Just trying to help, okay?
Honestly, we have a pretty flat place.
You'll be surprised at how unlevel it is.
Eef. This is the whole reason the friends didn't want it, because they didn't realize how unlevel their backyard was.
Uh-huh. Water is the great leveler, I'm telling you. You will...
You going to come help me level it out?
No, I told you. I can't do any of that stuff. I'm not doing it.
His back.
Yeah.
My back.
I have to take my back pill.
I'll give you a back pill. Come on, help me.
Well, I appreciate it.
Hey, someone come help me set it up. You get free pool admission all summer.
Woo!
I
travel with a
heartbreak.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Annie Chase. First of all, thanks to Clay for getting up and coming in and filling in last week. I appreciate it. It allowed me to get out of town and go to a bunch of stuff.
Lots of time with your kids.
Everything revolved around one of the boys this week. I mean, it started out last Friday with Chandler's college graduation, and it went great. But let me tell you something, man. 2 hours of sitting there waiting for my son to walk across, get his little picture, and walk off. This year, over 5,000 graduates at the University of Kentucky. Now, they weren't all there. It felt like...
Did you say 5,000 graduates?
I did.
Oh, God.
It felt like they were all there that night. But the problem was they combined the School of Nursing, the School of Fine Arts, and the Gatton School of Business and Finance, which my son was graduating from all in one night, one day. Mm. So it was two solid hours. And then we went off to dinner after that.
And I bet they were reading them, Aaron Albert Anderson.
Well, he sped up later, and he got Chandler's name wrong.
Oh no!
Yeah, they called him, instead of Chandler, they called him Charles.
Oh. What?
Oh.
By the time the guy got, it was right on the big screen on the Jumbotron. It was right on there, but the guy was so exhausted. Back and forth reading all these names. I think
2,500 names.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Whatever. Get your
Whoever
diploma.
You
get
are.
Out of here.
Charles.
Right. So anyway, that was the thing. But it was right up on the big screen.
Did that upset you at all, Dale?
No.
Martin O'Brien.
No. Well, we just sort of laughed about it. It's like Charles. It doesn't even that looks nothing like Charles when you read it.
So did he find it okay, your son?
Oh, he don't care.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. Dude.
You know, I don't think he would have even walked if we hadn't, you know, encouraged him to do so. I don't care.
Do you blame him for not wanting to walk at that point?
I just went out. Because they had to be there early. They sat there the whole time in a nice hard metal chair on the floor of rubber arena.
So boring.
After that, we went to dinner. And, we, of course, gave him the choice. We had it planned. And
something expensive, let me guess.
Let me get ready for this one. I hope stay seated. just he and I, we sort of split everything up. He and I, $350. Just for the two of us.
Did you just say $350?
For the two of us.
What gold-encrusted steak did you get?
He had a big ribeye. I think the steak was $75. But
was the steak from a magical cow?
Yeah, it must have been, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So, anyway, we did that. And then the rest of the, we had other events over the course of the week. And then we had Grant's graduation party. We had Grant, who has signing day for playing college football. He's going to be playing offensive line at Center College, which is a liberal arts, Division III liberal arts college in Kentucky. They did that. And then we had the party, which we had to work all week on. It was just nonstop. You know, it wasn't catered to everybody. We did all the work with about four other parent, mm-hmm. you know, families. And we did it at my sister-in-law's, let's call it an event barn.
I was going to say, it's not just a barn.
Oh, this ain't no regular barn. So anyway, we had that. And then the baccalaureate service for Grant yesterday. And I rolled in about, I don't know, 12:30 a.m.
I would not be here right now.
Fell in that bed. Boom.
Yeah.
Most of the time, I can't do that. Last night, boom.
Oh, I believe it. Passed right out.
I would have called off. But then again, I do that for anything.
You know, it's so great, though, to get back in your own bed, isn't it, after you've been out of town? Yeah.
And nothing it was like freshly it. Made.
Oh, it was. I made sure of that before I left.
You have to. House has to be clean. Have to come back to a nice clean house, clean sheets on
it
the
was,
bed.
It was clean sheet day.
Yeah.
And it was awesome. But yeah, I had a great time. And it was so great to see I'll be able to be there for all that stuff. I would have hated to have missed any of that. I wouldn't have missed any of it. But I had such a good time. And I think the boys really appreciated everything we did for them.
That's good. I know that's always a, you know, never know whether they appreciate you or not.
They did. They did. It was a good trip. Had a fun time.
We're all in the same boat. Fishing in red. I'm seeing red.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase. I have made it back from my trek up to Kentucky for all my festivities. It's 7:25. Every day or every year on this date, I always make mention of the fact that today is the anniversary of the death of Big Paul Franklin, who was on TQR for many years doing mornings. Everybody loved the guy. And he is also, for those of you who don't know, he is Annie's dad.
Yeah.
And everybody's going, wait, what?
That's where the big mouth came from.
So that's where she gets it, everybody. That's where she gets it. So, and I believe it's 20 years today. It's hard to believe.
It's hard to believe. It's still, I mean, every day feels like it was yesterday that it happened. But I think that's for anybody that's lost somebody. You know, it's time kind of stands still with them.
Yeah.
I'm not here to, like, you know, soapbox or anything. I just, you know, I've been thinking about this for a while because we talked about doing this and trying to find the words to say, just to talk about my dad. And I don't want to forget, on top of everything, we lost two of my parents, really good friends in that wreck too, Tom and Isolde Temples. They were great people, and I don't want them to ever be forgotten too. My dad wasn't the only person, you know.
Right.
But there's this post, someone created this picture with a quote of my dad, and I want to share it because he loved his job. He loved what he did more than anything. I mean, I literally watched my dad give somebody the shirt he had on to a listener at a remote. Because we were out of t-shirts and she waited in line for one for so long. So.
See, that's a big man right there. I would have been embarrassed to do that. I would never take my shirt off in front of anyone.
Yeah.
So my daddy was like, whatever, ball. I'll do it. but there's a quote that says, boy, I am so blessed with the job that I have and the chance that I get to meet. I want to meet everybody. You know, everybody that ever listened to this radio station. I want to, at some point, be able to shake your hand and just say thanks for listening. And I can 100% tell you that my daddy loved anybody that, you know, wanted to be a part of the radio station, came up to him, talked to him. You know, he never minded someone interrupted a meal if we were out to eat and they realized who he was. He was just always so good and so sweet and so kind to people. And I've got to say that even 20 years later, when someone who knows already, I've had someone walk up to me and say, I know who you are. And I'm like, oh, okay. You know, or
at first you're like, whoa.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or, you know, the whole kind of comes up in conversation that I mentioned who my dad was. Somehow we got to that point. Hit my mic there. I just want to say that me and my family, we love that. It'll never get old. You're never going to bother us. We love hearing the stories. We love, it's, honestly just super shocking sometimes that even 20 years later, the impact my dad made on somebody's life continues to live on, you know, in their memory, and they want to talk about it and talk about him. And it's the coolest thing ever to hear people just, you know, still remember him and keep that memory alive. And we're just super, super appreciative of everybody who loved my daddy because he loved you too. Yeah, I just, 20 years, man, it's crazy.
And he went digging around in the archives for us.
I did.
And found a piece of audio from Big Paul on the air. This is directly off the air. This actually was recorded while it was taking place. It's not something that was recorded before. This is actually, what is it, 2 minutes or so?
About 2 minutes. I pieced together a couple things here.
All right, so we're gonna play this for you. And I hope you enjoy it. And Annie, I hope you enjoy hearing it back on the air, not just on your car radio. Just hear it coming through the speakers in the radio stations. It's because it's always different. I always tell people when they play we play their song or something, hey, this is how your song sounds on the radio.
Yeah.
So this is, I'm glad you're going to be able to hear this. So here we go.
Cleveland Black, nothing but the taillights with Big Paul and Aunt Eloise at 22 minutes before, before 7, yeah, that's right, 6:38 with the original Good Morning show.
You just have to some days accept that some days you're the pigeon and some days you're the statue. Today, Paul obviously is a statue.
I've been a statue most of my life, I get a feeling. What was that Mary Chapin Carpenter song? Sometimes, some days you're the windshield, some days you're the bug.
I heard that. Sometimes you need a bug screen. Are you ready for answers and questions?
Yes.
So this will be where you give me the answer, I give you the question. Is that right?
Yeah.
I'm starting to catch on to that.
All right. If I can get through this before Gabriel calls me home.
Yes.
All right. The answer. Buckshot.
Buckshot.
The answer is buckshot.
Buckshot, yes. The question is,
what does Bubba say happened to his good friend last night?
Oh, what are you laughing at?
Shelly thought it was funny. You don't feel intimidated by him. He'll try to keep you from laughing. And then watch some of the ones he laughs at. People come and tell me, they go, my God, he laughs at some of the weirdest things. Here's another one. Are y'all ready for this? See, okay. The answer is mohair.
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 The question is,
what does Mo tell Larry what he has in his soup? Got to be quite honest with you. That's one they told me Paul would really like. Because he really likes to be. Here we go.
She's old now, y'all. Don't.
And dying.
Oh, but you look nice.
Well, thank you very much.
So at least you'll look good when Gabriel calls you home. You'll be looking good.
I want to have my hair done. I'm going to do that.
6:18, here's Vince Gill.
So how'd you like hearing that on the radio, so to speak?
It gives me goosebumps because it's like, I don't have a ton of videos of my daddy. There's a couple, right. There's three videos on YouTube. One's an old commercial and two are from like a newscast,
yep,
of clips of him. So we don't have like videos where I get to watch my dad and see his mannerisms and hear his voice. So hearing it is almost, it's foreign but familiar, if that makes sense.
And there wasn't so much... It wasn't so easy back then to just always grab video,
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah.
And now it's all right here in your hand. Everybody's got a high-quality camera and a recording device.
Luckily, my dad was in the business that he was in that I have the audio. And on top of that, so many photos from friends, from listeners. It's just, it's so cool. And to hear his big laugh, I see his shoulders just going up and down. Giggling, they were talking about, they said you really would have liked that one. And I'm sitting here thinking, I got the same sense of humor my old man does. Just the dumbest stuff we think is so funny.
That's okay.
And good. I just, this hearing that back was really cool, and I'm happy that, you know, you guys let me share that, and Clay let us share that. It's a special moment in time, and I hope it, for a lot of people, put a smile on their face and took them back to over 20 years ago when you were in your car listening, hanging out with them. And so yeah, I just want to say thank you. My whole family says thank you for keeping his memory alive. My dad just was a really good man, a bigger than life kind of guy, and he was a great daddy. And if I could change one thing besides him leaving us, there's a quote that goes around on the internet where someone asked him if he could change one thing, what would it be? And it would be to be a better daddy. And I got to tell y'all, that man was the best daddy in the world. And it breaks my heart. I saw that quote a couple months ago. Ooh, I said I wasn't going to cry. Here I go. And it really breaks my heart to know that he did not think he was adequate enough as a father, because he killed it. He was a full-time working man, but he was even more of a full-time daddy. So if I could change one thing, it would be for him to know how cool of a guy he was and how great of a dad he was. And I just can't help but say thank you again, you guys. Thank you for keeping his memory alive. It's really cool.
You know, every dad feels like that.
I'm sure.
I can tell you right now. You never think you did a good enough job. You always think you could have done better. But anyway, thinking about your dad and you today, I'm glad we could play that on the air. Thanks for digging that out.
Hey, no problem.
I know some of that stuff is hard to find these days. Thank you.
Birthday to all the local celebrities of the triad celebrating today. If you want to get on this beautiful, magical birthday shout out list, go to 931wolfcountry.com, get yours submitted there, or a DM on Facebook or Instagram at 931thewolf will work. Now, my number one birthday on the list today, I'm super excited to announce it. Our pal, sweet little Lucas Gardner of Wahlberg, he is the Big Ten today, double digits. And that's our Finally Friday kiddo.
He's the Finally Friday kid that sings Finally Friday on one of those Friday montages we did.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We love him.
Hey, happy birthday, man.
So cool. So happy. Yeah, we can celebrate with him. Also celebrating today, Melinda Tompkins of Greensboro, Mark Osborne from Fayetteville, Wendy Trogdon of Kernersville, Lori Godwin of Germantown, Logan Drawn from Walnut Cove, Jesse Bryant of Jamestown, Meredith Mills of Greensboro, Christina Benefield of Winston-Salem, Paige Winfrey from Summerfield, Tristan Puckett of Burlington, and Mitchell Freeman from Yakinville. You guys share your birthday with Megan Fox, who is 36, and her last name is also describing her beauty.
It is very fitting, isn't it?
She's a fox.
Holy mackerel.
Janet Jackson is 56 today. Pierce Brosnan is, here you go, Chase, 69.
Nice.
And Tori Spelling is 49 today.
What a train wreck.
Wow, Dale.
Just what a train wreck.
Now, just in case we missed yours.
Happy birthday to you. Happy, happy birthday.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. It's Dale O'Brien. It's Annie. It's Chase. Good morning to you. And guess what we're going to do today? We're going to go out here and we're going to play Beat the Wolf. How about that?
Annie's coming up with the questions today. So if you guys have any issues.
Yeah, something. Test balloons she's flooded out here have been iffy at best. Oh.
They're quite a stretch.
So I don't even know how this is going to turn out. I'm taking myself out of it. I'm no longer suggesting any questions for it.
Well, y'all gave me the word, and so I had to come up with something.
So, there's 30 seconds on the clock. Obviously, you got to beat the wolf, and they all involve today's word. We can give it out now.
Yeah.
Race.
Race.
Because it's for Coca-Cola 600 tickets.
Clever.
Smart. But some of these.
Yeah. That's a 7 out of 10 on the hard scale.
Okay, all right.
But y'all chose the word, so y'all the reason it
we
is
came
so
up with
hard.
The simple ones, and then you're around here like,
well, we needed more than three. There were three simple ones.
Okay. Right.
Guess what they're winning, though?
What they win?
Coca-Cola 600 tickets.
Woo! Yeah, let's go, race and boogity, boogity, boogity.
That's right.
So let's take the, what call are we going to take?
10.
That was hard to come up with. It was a long pause.
I was counting.
Ten. 10. Holy mackerel. In double digits here. Caller 10, 680 Wolf. Tickets to Coca-Cola 600 to play Beat the Wolf. The
good luck.
The answers all contain some form of the word race.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So.
Got the guy in the box here.
We're a little loosey goosey today. After all, it is Monday. We're getting back on track here.
Oh, just remember the word race is in it, and you're good.
10th caller, 680 Wolf. Let's do this thing. Tickets to the Coca-Cola 600. Come on. you're going to play Beat the Wolf. Who's responsible for this? She says her. That it's our fault no. because we picked the word.
And you know what? The first three words you picked are the first only three I think we're going to be able to get through. And so you can't blame it on me. I just came up with the definitions.
So it's on these shoulders,
yeah.
too, right?
Yeah.
All right, so let's give it a try and see what happens.
Good luck.
You're right. Good luck.
People.
Let's see what happens here. Wake up with the Wolf Show. Good morning to you. Who's this?
Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca.
Hi.
How's your Monday going so far?
Oh, it's going. Just driving to work.
Okay, well, here we go. As we said before, this is a little loosey-goosey. There'll be 10 questions. You'll have, how long will we get them, 30 seconds?
30
oh,
whole
my God.
Seconds.
I doubt you make it to 10 questions here, all right? The idea is to beat the wolf. You're doing it as fast as you can before the wolf eats you, okay?
Okay.
10 questions, 30 seconds. Can you beat the wolf?
Okay, the facility where cars race.
The Daytona 500?
Racetrack.
It's got the word race in it.
Drag racing?
Okay, we'll move on. Two politicians go head to head. This is called a...
Political
race. That wolf is coming.
What?
a political race. Okay, moving on. Field day game involving potato sacks.
Relay race.
Sack race. Girl, that wolf destroyed you.
Yeah, you gone, baby. You gone.
Look, man, look, this was a stretch. I'm telling you right now. We didn't even get to the weird ones, okay? We didn't even make it there. Have tickets for you now to the Coca-Cola 600. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Hang on the line.
It was a Friday night. No cover, but the cover.
And now it's time for
Things you need to know.
Skittles, Starburst, and Lifesavers are all being recalled.
Uh-oh.
They're gummy candies because they may contain thin metal strands.
Don't want that.
Yeah.
The candy companies are recommending the gummies be, of course, thrown away. So just a heads up, got kids, or if you eat them.
I guess there's certain numbers on this, and I mean, this is not stuff from like Easter, is it? Because we're still eating on Easter candy.
If so,
lots of Starburst at our house.
Too late for you. Yeah, it's between a certain date. You can pull up all that information online. I was too lazy and didn't do it.
Oh yeah, okay, cool.
Yeah. Hey, Dairy Queen is auctioning off an opportunity to have a blizzard named after you.
The Orphan Annie.
Good one.
What would the flavors be?
The Morphin Orphan Annie. I don't know. Something wild and wacky.
Like marshmallow and...
Red. You gotta have some red in there.
Oh, that makes sense. Because of hair. Okay.
Maybe some hair in there.
Wait.
Okay.
It comes to real hair. Yeah. Oh, gosh. Fans can start bidding today. Dairy Queen says that, quote, the highest bidder will receive honorary renaming privileges for a Blizzard treat from the summer Blizzard treat menu. Parentheses, excluding the Girl Scout Thin Mint Blizzard treat.
So it's something that's already there. They just stick your name on it. So whatever goes in it is of no consequence because you don't get to pick it.
Then the Morphin Orphan Annie can be the Cotton Candy Blizzard because, oh my gosh, that thing is a treat.
Yeah, okay. Sounds awful.
It's delish.
Yeah. Today is National Do Something Good for Your Neighbor Day.
Aww.
I'll pass.
Yeah, I'm going to pass too. My neighbors ain't said nothing.
I got something to bake. I might got something to bake. Maybe I'll take my neighbor something. With my luck, they'll have a dang gluten allergy.
I made you this peanut cake. I'm allergic to peanuts.
Yeah, smothered and covered in peanuts.
Here, take a whiff. Get in there. The FDA, this is interesting that they're doing it, but I guess desperate times, desperate measures, is going to allow formula to be imported from European countries because there is a baby formula shortage.
Yeah, it's ridiculous that we're having a shortage.
And I don't have any kids I know of, and I assume that's pretty expensive.
Yeah, it can get pricey, for sure.
They say some Texans along the border are being told to drive to Juarez, Mexico where there is plenty of formula.
You know, there's also a homemade formula recipe going around from back in the day. Don't know how great it is nowadays, but I've seen that with like condensed milk, sweetened condensed milk and something else.
Something liquor. Else from the hill, hippies.
Yeah, well, no, it's like literally like an old Gerber recipe or something.
Two shots of bourbon.
Family recipe.
Yeah.
Also, I gave this tip last week. If you go to Amazon and change yourself from the U.S. to Canada, you can ship formula from Canada, Amazon, to here.
And you automatically become nicer.
Good tip.
Yeah. And you become a Canadian at that point.
Is that how that works?
That's how that works.
Pro tip.
That's pro awesome. Tip.
Last but not least, get you some of Aunt B's, what is it, Miracle Salad.
Miracle Salad and that Opie was selling.
And last but not least, here's your fun fact for the day. Did you know the all-time high temperature in Antarctica is a balmy 65 degrees? And it happened 2 years ago, 2020.
That's global warming.
They all got sunburned. It was awful.
They were all
terrible.
Penguins out there in bathing suits. Okay.
Gasping for breath.
Breath.
So hot.
It's so hot.
So hot.
Yeah, that'll do it for me.
Okay.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. So back from my vacay, and while I was on vacation, it's a lot of driving, man. It's a lot of driving there. It's a lot of driving coming back. It's a lot of driving while I'm there. Traffic there is a little bit unbearable. Too many people, roads not equipped to handle it. So I'm on the road coming in to run some errands. Traffic's backed up for some reason. I can't tell why on my side. Slower travel on the other side, but it's still moving.
That's because they're rubbernecking. They're like, what's going on?
That's the worst.
I'm glad they could tell because I couldn't. Anyway, this car is going along, and the pickup behind the car obviously wants to get around bad. Just one of these deals where they're goosing it and backing off, really super obnoxious. So the guy finally gets an opportunity to go around it. Now, I am sitting stop dead on the other side just watching this unfold. So the truck finally does get around the front of the car once the traffic starts to move, pulls in front of the car and blocks the car in, and the guy jumps out of the truck. Now, this is happening right across a median from me, so I'm in full view, jumps out of the truck. Guy gets out of the car with a gun.
Oh, okay.
Points the gun at the guy. The guy's coming out of the car is raging.
Yeah.
But when he sees that.
Yeah, you back off. Duh.
He backs off and gets back in his car. Now I'm sitting here going, what?
Yeah.
This is why I'm telling you, just whatever is irritating you on the road, let it go. Because you never know who's packing, and they may or may not be responsible.
Yeah, I was going to say, and the person who pulled out the gun, I'm sure, was like, I'm not doing this. I'm not letting someone get in my face today. It's not going to happen. This will be enough to back them off. And if it ain't, well, it's going to be.
But they weren't being reckless I know shooting, and I know guns.
Well, from the way you described it, it just sounds like a back off, dude. Leave me alone. We're not doing this today kind of notion.
The person could tell this guy was, because even in the vehicle, he's waving his arms. You could tell he's screaming at the car to get around. Ooh, 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 you know, and finally gets around and jumping out of that truck, you know, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, no.
Just pointing that gun, yeah.
Yeah, no. Uh-uh.
But it didn't escalate any further than that. But thank goodness it didn't.
Hopefully that was the goal of the person with the gun, was just like, let's just get this over with.
You never know what somebody is packing in their car.
Yeah, I assume in today's world that most everybody I meet is carrying a gun.
You just got to trust that they know how to use it and use it correctly.
So whatever it is that's bugging you on the road, blow it off. Let it go.
If somebody comes at my car, I got a pack of nabs. Most of the time, I just do their face.
I just look at people and shake my head if they disappoint me. That way they know that they've disappointed me. And that feels worse than telling them to screw theirs. I just love shaking my head at people.
You just go,
thumbs down, dude. You've disappointed me.
Total F. Yeah. No good. Yeah, so anyway, all ended well, but a little bit scary there for a sec.
Everybody's always waiting on Friday.
don't know what he's doing with that guitar right there at the end, but I like that.
That was it.
Cool. Ooh, this is a jazzy little tune. It's called Scotch.
Yeah, the name of it. Hope you enjoy it.
I feel like I need a scotch with this one.
You might need it after I give you this question.
Great.
Monday morning mind bender, getting those brain juices flowing, starting a brand new week.
I got it first try, first time on the last
brag
question.
Brag about it.
He did. So 80% of people said that this was their favorite green vegetable. He immediately went to green beans, and he was right. Green beans.
Spot on.
I got to agree. I love green beans.
Green beans are great.
Yeah, you know, green beans are great. Green beans are great with corn on the cob, some sliced fresh tomatoes right out of the garden.
Hold on. Let me set it up for you.
Okay.
Homemade meatloaf.
Oh, gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Freshly mashed potatoes and a side of green beans that have been soaking all day, steaming in a pot in bacon fat.
Yeah. That is a great quintessential American meal right there.
Absolutely.
Girl.
And if you're new to this program and you wonder why we're talking about food, that's all we do.
Yep,
we love food.
That's what this show's about. Yep. We play a few songs and then we talk about food and
play some fart jokes.
People listen and then they like it, then all the better.
Yeah.
But we're basically entertaining the three of us. So here is today's Father's Day is coming June 19th. Got a ways to go, but you might want to think about what you're going to do for Dad. 65% of fathers have already told their children they want this for Father's Day. What is it?
Jokingly, I want to say to be left alone.
Room at the Ritz and an Ambien.
Yeah, amen. Okay, I got two guesses.
Go.
A grill or some kind of golf gift card, golf accessory. To both of them? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, to both.
All right, Chase, you on the case?
A tool.
You are a tool.
Stud.
Stud finder.
Stud. Works every time.
What's the first thing a dad does with a stud finder?
Test it on me.
And right on so, yeah.
Works.
Here's an extra clue for it. It smells good.
Cologne.
No.
Oh. Barbecue. They want a...
It smells good. They want it for Father's Day.
They want
a smoker.
They want freshly made barbecue. They want a cookout. They want to own a cookout.
Let me... if you were going to go out for a nice dinner, what's the first thing you think comes to your mind? Quick.
Steakhouse.
Steak. That's it. Steak.
They want a steak.
Steak. 65%. So, yeah, already. So, I want a steak. I want a great steak.
Yeah.
For Father's Day.
I've been craving steak, but they're like $30 for one.
Yeah. Dads are easy to please, though. You know what I mean? Dads, a steak. I love it.
Men are easy to please.
Yeah. Are they?
They are.
Ladies, okay. On the other hand.
Let me tell you.
Gosh.
You guys.
You beat us girls.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
You guys. Hey, we just need an ambient in a nice, cold, dark hotel room, too.
Who doesn't?
That's right.
What a cold basement.
Ambience and hotel rooms for everybody.
I never get lonely. I got these goals.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.